With Michael Walters, Sonny, obviously a disappointing loss. What did you make of it?
Yeah, that was disappointing. They came out very fast. After the ball, we just couldn't keep up. And Ross alluded to us before the game and during the week that we have to be on our game, especially coming off the bye. You know, most teams lost over the weekend from coming off the bye, and we knew that. But Brisbane came over and they played a hell of a game.
Obviously, losing Aaron Sanderlands before the bounce is going to throw the game plan out. Was that felt on the field?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, he's a quality player, but we can't just rely on Aaron. We can't rely on Fifey either. So we need to make sure that, you know, as a group, we step up, we play our role, and it starts from the front. The leaders need to step up and play their role, you know, and it drip feeds down as well. So we need everyone to play their role. We can't just rely on Aaron. Aaron's a quality player. Fifey's a quality player. But like I said before, we can't just rely on those guys.
Michael had to step up in the ruck role. He did well, didn't he, considering?
Yeah, he did. And he came up against a quality player. Stephen Martin's unreal. You know, he's a big boy, and it was always going to be tough, especially stepping up to Stephen. He's a good player. So, you know, he competed well. We just need him to keep on competing hard, whether he's in the ruck or forward, and play his role.
Fife's obviously another big loss. Have you spoken to him? How is he?
Yeah, Fife is in good spirits. That's what makes him such a good leader. Good spirits. He was encouraging us on the bench to keep going, still giving us things to work on during the game, and that's what makes him such a good leader. He can lead from the front even if he's not playing.
We could see how much he cared. He was there in the three-quarter time, bouncing anything out with the boys after halftime too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said before, he's an outstanding leader, and he's our captain. So he needs to lead from the front, and he did that without even playing the second half.
Still some positives to take out of the game. Ed Langdon was great again. What did you make of him?
Yeah, Ed's he's a running machine, and that's what we encourage him to do. Encourage him to run hard each game. Whether we're down, the scoreboard doesn't matter to Ed. He's still going to put on that pressure. He's still going to chase him down. And that's what we saw today.